as the music we hear each and every Thursday here on Prairie Public. Our schedule will be interrupted a little bit over the next few weeks, but generally we're here. Joining me is Matt Olien. He's our in-house movie reviewer extraordinaire. Matt, welcome back to Main Street.
Hi, Craig.
Matt, this is a movie I think that you are really liking quite a bit. Mm-hmm. The movie is called A Complete Unknown. It's the Bob Dylan story. Let's hear the trailer.
You tramped all the way from Minnesota.
Why is that?
I wanted to catch a spark.
If you're traveling in the North Country Fair.
I say no one wants to hear what a kid wrote last month.
Well, I like your songs.
Where the winds hit heavy on the borderline.
Who wrote this?
He did.
Remember me.
How about that Joan Baez, folks?
Well, she's pretty. Sings pretty. Maybe a little too pretty.
Your songs are like an oil painting at the dentist's office.
You're kind of an Bob.
If you go with snowflake storm, when the river's freezing, summer ends.
For anyone who's gonna hold your attention on stage, you have to kind of be a freak.
Yeah, you can be beautiful or you can be ugly, but you can't be plain.
To keep her from the howling winds.
When's the new album out?
Soon. 200 people in that room, and each one wants me to be somebody else. And they should just let me be.
Let you be what?
Whatever it is they don't want me to be.
I hear Bob is playing electric.
Not on our stage, he isn't.
They just want me singing Blowing in the Wind for the rest of my life.
Well, this is gonna piss some people off.
You came here with nothing but a guitar. You never talk about your family, your past.
People make up their past, Sylvie. They remember what they want. They forget the rest.
I want to know which side he's on.
I'm not sure they want to hear, but I want to play, Johnny.
I want to hear it.
Matt, this is a movie you really, really liked, I think.
I did. I saw a free screening, a special screening for North Dakota Film Society members. So the world will see it Christmas Day, but I did get an advanced screening of it. And this is for sure one of the better musical biopics I've seen. And musical biopics, Craig, can be a dicey thing that can go awry really easily. I've seen many that just, it's like paint by numbers. They rocket to stardom, they hit rock bottom, they come back. It's almost like a paint by numbers situation. This doesn't use that kind of narrative structure. This film only takes place from 1961 when he leaves Minneapolis and heads to New York, okay? And it ends in 1965 after the infamous Newport Folk Festival where he pulled out an electric guitar and was booed for playing Like a Rolling Stone and Maggie's Farm with electric, which was a no-no at that time, Craig, in the folk music circle. They were all about acoustic guitars and acoustic sounds. In the movie, someone even makes a crack about the Beatles, a folk music friend of Dylan's, and Dylan doesn't say anything because I think we know by that time, 64, 65, Dylan likes the Beatles and he's trying to change his sound. So Timothy Chalamet plays Bob Dylan, and I'm calling it right here on the air. He will win the Best Actor Oscar. I think I mentioned this about a month and a half ago too, Craig, that if this movie comes off, he'll win. He inhabits Dylan's persona, Dylan's kind of enigmatic personality. As he comes to New York, he's very, very slim on details of his life in Minnesota and what happened. He kind of creates this enigma with himself, Craig, as he becomes famous with those early folk songs like Blowing in the Wind and The Times They Are Changing. So Chalamet pulls it off. He does all the singing as well. Not that Bob Dylan has a Pavarotti voice, but you still have to inhabit the character. And I think he does that very well. Dylan has tweeted that he liked the movie, so he's on board as well. But the film falls apart if Chalamet doesn't do a good job. And I think director James Mangold and his screenwriters did the right thing by not having a full life biopic where all of a sudden there's old age makeup on Bob, on Chalamet. It's a 4-year span, and we know the rest of the story. If you follow Dylan, Minnesota's favorite son, along with Prince, I think, in the music industry. So I think in general the film works. The only thing I don't think that works very well, and this is a problem always when you're making a movie about an artist or a genius or someone creative, how do you portray the creative process on screen, okay? And I talked about this last year with Maestro, with Bradley Cooper's Leonard Bernstein. It's hard to put on screen how someone creates a song, right? We get little snippets of him writing lyrics to Like a Rolling Stone, but it's still kind of a mystery how he came up with these songs. How did he come up with Blowin' in the Wind? How did he come up with Times They Are Changin', Like a Rolling Stone? And you really don't get into the creative process of Dylan's mind, how he crafted these lyrics. That's a fault of the movie, but it's a fault of, I think, almost every movie that deals with a creative person. Really good supporting performances. I want to mention Edward Norton as Pete Seeger. Edward Norton, wonderful actor, plays Pete Seeger, who, you know, kind of takes Dylan in when he comes to New York, and Dylan meets Woody Guthrie and Pete Seeger, and he lives with the Seegers for a while. And Pete is a committed folk artist, as you know, Craig. Norton really is good as him. Elle Fanning plays Dylan's first girlfriend, Sylvie, who's based on the Susie Rotolo character from real life. So it's kind of a, they use a different name for her. Monica Barbaro plays Joan Baez. She's really good. Boyd Holbrook plays Johnny Cash, who, of course, was friends with Dylan. They had the famous Girl of the North Country duet that's so haunting to listen to. So some good supporting performance castings. And let me just give a shout out to James Mangold. You know, he's a solid, efficient filmmaker. He's not flashy, but he makes good, solid movies. He reminds me of an old-time kind of studio film director who just cranks out good movies like Ford versus Ferrari, Logan, one of the best comic book movies I've ever seen, 310 to Yuma. And he does the same thing here. He doesn't let the flashiness that some directors do, nothing wrong with that, get in the way of the story. So in the end, I think Mangold and Chalamet pull this off. Timothée Chalamet is, you know, promoting this movie. He's in Minnesota. He was in Minneapolis and Hibbing recently, and he's definitely kind of out there promoting this movie.
Is this Mangold's best work? And I'm asking that question in context of Walk the Line, A Complete Unknown, and other biopics that he's had experience with.
Oh, boy. Ford versus Ferrari is really good, and so is Logan. I think this is right in that mix. Walk the Line is a good movie, but playing Johnny Cash is so difficult, Craig. There's nobody that looks and sounds like Johnny Cash. Joaquin Phoenix did his best. Boyd Holbrook does his best in this, but no one really looks and sounds like Johnny Cash. You know, Chalamet is able to kind of pull off the Dylan thing, I think, better than some of the actors who've played Johnny Cash. But this is a solid movie. I expect Mangold to get his first directing nomination.
Let's talk about the music. Mm-hmm. I really thought Bohemian Rhapsody hammered the musical essence of the Freddie Mercury story. Does it really work well here too, as well, do you think?
This is a way better movie than Bohemian Rhapsody.
Don't get me started. I love Bohemian Rhapsody.
We're going to have to, I hated it. It's the timeline is a mess in the movie. Are they using Freddie Mercury's voice? Are they using Rami Malek's? I did not care for Bohemian Rhapsody at all, and I know a lot of people did not. A lot of people loved it. This is a way better movie. I think the Academy got seduced by Bohemian Rhapsody because it was a film about a beloved dead figure, and Christian Bale should have got the Oscar that year as Dick Cheney in Vice, but he played a living kind of reviled figure. I think that's all what it came down to. So we'll talk about this another day, Craig, but this is a much better musical biopic. It's directed better. It doesn't have these cloying, sentimental, odd moments that I found in Bohemian Rhapsody. I'm a hard grader, as you know. You know, I can't just come on here and hand out A's to every movie. So this is a better movie. I think, you know, Freddie Mercury's an interesting character as well in real life. So is Bob Dylan. I just think this is a better movie.
The movie's 2.5 hours long, but it's been described, at least by critics who have seen it, as captivating and fast-paced, I think. Did you agree with that?
Yes. It never slows down. It kind of builds to this Newport Folk Festival controversial moment where he had a band with him and an electric guitar is going. a famous moment in music history, but it's a really good snapshot of a key moment in time, right? Right, Craig? This is such a key moment in music history and cultural history, where Dylan hits it big and then the Beatles hit it big in 64 and the Rolling Stones. I mean, it was just, you know, this was a time in music that people still remember. I just mentioned those three gigantic behemoths of music history, but they all kind of intersect at the same time. And, you know, Dylan's hitting it big as the British invasion is coming through. And it's just a fascinating time as Dylan arrives in New York and lives in Greenwich Village and lives with his girlfriend. And he just remains this, to this day at age 83, Dylan remains kind of an enigma to people. And I think that is by design by him. There's even lines in the movie about, I just want to be what people don't want me to be. You know, he's crafting this enigmatic image that has sustained him for many years. You know, over the years, I've had friends that have seen him in concert. And as a concert performer, he does leave something to be desired, right? I have heard this from friends. He's not the concert performer like McCartney is or the Rolling Stones are. He's very up there with his guitar, his harmonica, doesn't talk to the crowd a lot. And I think that's by design by him.
I was amazed. I told you this off mic that he's over 80 years old. That just surprised me for some reason. It probably shouldn't have. One more thing, Matt, before we turn the page here. I always look at film sets, and I've only seen the trailer. I haven't seen the entire movie. But it has been pointed out that these are really authentic, authentically presented film sets, and the makeup and the costumes work really well too. And I would assume you would agree with all of that.
Yes, yeah, so you feel like you're in Greenwich Village in the early 60s. You know,
it's not easy to do, by the way.
No, he was 20 when he left the Twin Cities and headed out there. And of course, he has that Fargo connection, Craig. You know, he was here for a little bit too, trying to craft these songs and get famous. And all of a sudden, everything hits at the right time in 61 and 62. Once he writes Blowin' in the Wind, he's off to the races. But he, you know, he's an interesting guy because he wanted to get away from that. And that's a big pull in the movie, Craig, is his willingness or wanting to get away from the folk sound. He wants to, every Dylan album sounds different. And this is that fight in the movie. The Pete Seegers and the folk music friends want him to stay committed to folk music, but he wants to do what he wants to do. But it's a perfectly captured image of the time, 61 to 65. Like I said, the only drawback is, how did he come up with these songs? You know, what's working in that brain of his? And maybe the film not showing really how he comes up with the songs is in keeping with Dylan's enigmatic personality as well.
Do you have a favorite biopic of music performers,
boy,
Matt?
You're going to ask me that. I'd have to have a list in front of me.
I guess it's not Bohemian Rhapsody.
It's not Bohemian Rhapsody, even though I correctly predicted that Rami Malek would win the Oscar even before the film came out. Just had that feeling, you know. Oh, I'll get back to you on that. Nothing's popping into my head right now. There's been a couple interesting Beatles movies about their early times in Hamburg and Liverpool. Backbeat and Nowhere Boy come to mind that are really good. Not sure. The best,
all right.
There's a lot of good music documentaries. Gimme Shelter, you know, with the Stones at Altamont, Woodstock. Those are two really good music documentaries people should watch.
There's an actress who won an Academy Award about the time I and you both graduated from high school, Matt.
Okay.
Film told the story of a country music legend.
Mm-hmm.
What was the movie and who won the award?
Sissy Spacek as Loretta Lynn in Coal Miner's Daughter, 1980.
We've been to the movies with Matt O'Lean.